Good morning. Another muggy start across interior New York and New England, but dry weather across just about the entire area. We have a little bit of haze and a little bit of dense fog forming in spots, particularly over and near river valleys. Otherwise, we're looking good through the morning drive, temperatures mainly in the 60s to around 70. The warmth and humidity will build with a decent amount of hazy sunshine through the first half of the day today, and temperatures will climb into the mid-80s for afternoon highs. Eventually, scattered showers and thunderstorms will fire in that environment as some jet stream energy pivots through the eastern Great Lakes and into southern parts of Canada. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side, maybe even severe, especially in the Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills before the day is through. But even easternmost New York and western New England could have some stronger storms. As we get through the evening and into the overnight hours, a lot of the activity will die out. We'll have areas of fog and otherwise mostly cloudy skies tonight. Overnight lows will be on the mild side in the upper 60s to around 70. A cold front will steadily march through the Great Lakes today and tonight and arrive during the day tomorrow. Out ahead of the front, we run the risk at more showers and thunderstorms, some of these on the stronger side, especially in eastern New York and New England during the late morning and into the early afternoon hours. Behind the front, the wind will shift to the west and the temperature will cool into the 70s. The humidity and the dew points will drop steadily as well throughout the afternoon as we see a return to sunshine. This will set us up with high pressure and a return to sunshine and low humidity on Sunday with a nice breeze, highs in the 70s, before more rain returns for the beginning of next week on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, portions of the Pacific Northwest will continue to have oppressive heat today. Much of western Washington and Oregon have excessive heat warnings and heat advisories in effect. This area will have afternoon highs soaring again into the 100 to 110 degree range. As the strong upper level ridge begins to weaken this weekend, temperatures will cool slightly in response, still though most areas will peak out in the upper 90s. In the desert southwest and central and southern Rockies, monsoonal moisture along with daytime heating will generate showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon and evening hours. Any of these storms, though, could have isolated heavy downpours, which would increase the threat of flash flooding. And a strong cold front will continue to track eastward through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys today. As the front stretches from the lower Great Lakes to the southern plains, showers and thunderstorms will fire off. There is the possibility of severe weather in association with this system, including strong winds, hail, and possibly a few tornadoes, primarily in Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and western New York. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility and fog, otherwise partly cloudy and 52 degrees with a south wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly sunny skies and 70 degrees, the dew point 65, 84% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Redding, California, to a low of 35 at Old Faithful, Yellowstone National Park in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, mid-80s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 86 degrees, the low 65, the average temperature 76, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, trace for the month, that's 39 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 28.04 inches for the year, which is 4.96 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1955. And the record low, 46, in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:12 p.m. 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. Muggy tonight, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or storm in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with a scattered shower or storm, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, muggy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight, a scattered shower or storm, and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms, and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun and clouds today, humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs in the mid-80s. A scattered shower or storm tonight, otherwise muggy, and lows in the upper 60s to around 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms the first half of the day, drying it out from west to east with increasing sunshine and lower humidity in the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, pleasant Sunday, low humidity, mid to upper 70s. A good chance of rain Monday, lower 70s. A leftover shower Tuesday in the upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds near 80 Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.